use a call.
Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Rob and
Hello.
Alana, Alana, Jay, Matt, and Zach.
What up?
And today we're playing Overwatch 2.
Alana, pick a roll.
I did. Oh, I didn't hit ready.
And we're talking the Bad Batch episodes 11 and 12. I only watched 11.
What?
Both of you?
What? Both of us. Both
Wait,
of
really?
Us. Yeah.
Are you that just lying out. To
no.
be honest with me?
No, I'm telling
that
the truth.
That is outrageous.
Solidarity. I only
what
watched
is happening
two.
Today?
I am Spartacus. You know what? This is...
I didn't watch any of them. I watched Agatha instead.
The second episode was so good. It was the best Bad Batch episode ever.
Well,
so it's like a 7 out of 10.
That.
Yeah.
No, you guys are losers.
Wow.
Zach and Alana.
Losers.
Zach and Alana specifically. Rob is fine.
I don't feel
well,
so alone
you.
In the world anymore.
He's
thank
only
you.
Here
why
as
I
a
said
favor,
it.
Zach.
Why'd you say it earlier when Matt was dunking on me?
Yeah, I thought it was funnier this way.
Nah. All you guys need to know about the second episode is that they found Rampart.
Rampart?
They went and got Rampart. Yeah,
guys, let's talk about Rampart.
Wait, I did read the summary on Wikipedia, though.
Wait, if you watched the first episode, they would have talked about it. Oh, no, I guess they didn't.
No, no, they really don't.
Okay.
So wait, who's Rampart?
The
Rampart from last season.
No,
Admiral
but like,
Rampart?
I forget what he did. He's an admiral?
Yeah.
Was the
he was
former
imperial, he's
superior
officer
of Crosshair.
Oh, yes. Okay.
The jerky jerk who, with all the ambition.
Why is
and
it taking
no
a
cares
son of
for
Rainer?
The cards.
Rob, why are you taking a long time to pick your character? We all know who it's going to be.
Because Rob is trying to watch the episode.
Switch it up.
Try to switch it up. Yeah, ooh, do something different.
Skip to episode 11, so I just went to 12 because I heard from Matt it was so good.
It was so good.
So good. But I didn't realize Rampart. That was actually from a previous episode, but he has a beard in this. If that excites
no,
you,
he wasn't
all.
In the. Yeah, I was right. He wasn't in the previous episode. I thought they had talked about him.
No,
he wasn't.
No.
Yeah.
Not the episode. There. So should we talk about episode 11 first?
Yeah.
If you think.
No.
But yeah, so it starts with everyone's favorite character, Wanda, coming back.
B.
Wanda Sykes.
Oh, Wanda Sykes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's
Shep,
back, but
maybe.
I liked it. It was like a slice of life. She's bantering with her droid.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure. And I liked how they explained how the assassin was able to find them. Find the safe zone.
Yeah.
You know? I appreciated that. I need healing.
Okay. Where are you, actually?
In the back.
Oh.
Anywho's.
They're one. Get them.
Yeah, so they figure out... We go back... So, Wanda Sykes? She's not in
yeah.
The dude hacks
her. You got some banter, right?
I got one. I got the Zarya. Push.
Yeah, so the operative is there, and he so plants
creepy.
A tracker on her car. Mm-hmm. On her ship, whatever. You know what I mean? Oh no, he doesn't plan a track.
No,
I guess
no, he just downloads everything.
Light logs or something.
Downloads all the information on his little stick.
Yep, and who would do that? Tech. It's like a very technical thing to do, if you ask me.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, just saying.
Good points all around.
Yep.
Matt's right, it's tech.
Yep, it's definitely tech.
Is this going to be like Mephisto confirmed? All the fan theories.
Yeah.
Yep.
Die,
and...
Jay. Jay, come back. Okay.
Yeah, but I thought it reminded me a little bit of like Firefly, where they or Serenity, the movie Serenity, where they're tracking the heroes via their allies. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
Shit. Pull back.
Yeah. I was fine with it. All right. So then we cut.
How
we
dare you say tech? It was tech would never.
Well,
I have to admit the real tech would already know where they are.
Yeah.
So that it contradicts it a little bit. But yeah. I'm still okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And coming back. And all right, so then we cut to the Bad Batch. They're packing up, they're getting ready to go.
Omega has a friend? I don't remember her having friends.
I don't remember her having a friend either.
Yeah. Yeah. They save.
I don't remember having them. A friend.
No.
Season two.
That's
Is it from season two? Okay.
Yeah. They were. Yeah. They bring her back to the island. Like, they save her and bring her back.
Right. Sorry, guys.
Did I kill you guys to stay alive?
Yeah, I'm not very good at staying alive.
Literally.
Well, I mean.
So then we get a discussion with the bad guys talking to the assassin where he's like, no mistakes this time. Kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got him right where we want him. So.
I want them alive.
Bring me the passengers. I want them alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that. Yeah, so there's that, and then we get... So the way they make the move is they bomb the ship.
The Marauder?
Yeah, the Marauder. So that was cool. It was like when the Enterprise really gets blown up in Star Trek. But then also, do you like when he saves Gonki?
Yeah.
Saves him?
Yeah, he picks him up and takes him away from the explosion.
Oh, yeah. I missed that. I must have been taking notes. That's funny.
Taking notes.
He like grabs him at the last minute.
Yeah, picks them up and
it's great.
Yeah, that was
taps them on the booty.
Yeah. But then Wrecker's like all like jacked up for the episode. Is that the part where they're like they're standing on the dock and they're like, "Oh no, Wrecker," and they look up and they see like the Star Destroyer above the city?
Yeah.
That's badass.
I thought that this was pretty good, pretty epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a big scale to it, yeah, for sure.
You expect nothing less from Star Wars.
That's right. All right, so Wrecker, he gets in, the Empire arrives. They talk about the good moral dilemma of this episode, which is that, all these people are suffering, but they're only there. Yeah, I mean, it is collective punishment, but it's true that they're only there because the Bad Batch are there.
Right.
The Empire's only there.
Yeah. Yeah, and if they just give the Empire what they want, they'll go away.
Yeah. And who was it? Was it the operative who said you never should have been here in the first place? Or like, you should have thought of that before you came?
Yeah.
Omega says these people are innocent, and then the operative is like, well, you should have thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, a classic Zarya grav thing.
I survived it. I did survive.
Feels like Overwatch too.
Alright, I got my ult, so just group up. Yes. So he makes some threats. Wrecker gets hurt. They steal the ship again. It's like the Bad Batch and rescue missions is stealing ships. What a combination.
Yeah.
They do.
Yep. What else do I have? Do you guys like the part where the operative shoots the pilot?
Oh, that was cool.
I don't remember that part.
So badass.
Jay, no, where are you going?
When Hunter tries to steal a ship, and so the guy shoots the pilot so he can't steal a ship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they're aware that like the stormtroopers are completely useless and like just chicken, canned
fodder.
It's
like they're aware that they just did that five times to them in a row.
Yeah. Yep.
They know the stormtroopers were so easily defeated.
Yep. Oh man. All right. So right, and then so Omega turns herself in. And their life is and Crosshair is not happy about it. Oh god, it's Sebastian.
Yeah.
Help, he's behind us. And then Crosshair has his one job and he fails.
It was just to stop the ship. Do you think he failed intentionally?
No.
No.
How
he never fail his dadly duties.
Yeah, no, instead of like being all coy. No, he just had bad strategy, and then he had a very flaccid
strategy.
Yeah. He could have stayed quiet, but instead, he decided to not talk and hide.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you guys when think that Omega should have put the tracking beam in her butt?
No, because
that, it would have found it, and then they would have had to extract it, and that would have been awkward.
And that would have been weird. But so how flaccid was Crosshair's freaking shot? It was like the boop. It didn't even.
I know.
Go
I
straight.
Was like, phew. I said that when that happened. I said that's what my shots look like are World of Warships.
I was worried where you were going to go with that. I'm just holding.
All right, Jay, we're coming. Yes, that's the first episode. I felt like not very much happened. Like, there wasn't very much story. Or maybe it's just me.
I agree.
Yeah, they got... Omega got kidnapped again.
They have to save Omega again.
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 Yes, I mean, they kind of ended up back where they were.
Yeah.
But it had a good collective punishment moral dilemma. So, that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a question about those those trash can robots. Like what do those do again? Like
they're batteries. Portable batteries.
Just portable batteries? Okay.
Oh you mean Gonkroid?
The trash can robot.
Yeah. I'm just like, what are you doing for me? I mean at least the mouse droid looks like a mouse and it's cute, but I don't know it.
Yeah, no, the Gronk droids are just extremely large portable batteries. Like
yep. And the it's funny, usually R2-D2 gets compared to a trash can.
Yeah, I guess he's the most authentic. I'm thinking of like an office trash can. Yeah.
Yeah.
More squarish.
Right. So now I don't know what we should do about this next episode. Like, should we talk about it?
Yeah. I read the plot synopsis on Wikipedia. I was at Wikipedia.
Oh, I didn't.
Wookie.
Well, it's another rescue mission. It's a classic rescue mission. Yeah. Crosshair says, okay. It turns out Rampart knows. He's gonna know.
Potentially.
Rampart
well,
knows
no.
where Tantus is?
Well, because remember they packed, so when they left Crosshair, they packed up the camp, which is why they couldn't wait for that trooper or the other trooper. They just sent them. And because they were packing up that lab to go to Tantus. And that's
and and they ask, and Hunter asks Crosshair why he didn't say anything before, and I don't really remember what Crosshair
he
said.
He says, because why would I? He basically says, why would I? I never wanted to go back there. I didn't want to risk having
it. That's right.
That's a good explanation.
I kind of wish he had said, like, because I don't care about the other clones. Like, I care about Omega, so I'm telling you about it now, but, like, I didn't care before.
But they're children. Yeah. I know. That's, like, almost too cruel. I don't know.
Well, presumably he doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't know about the kids. He knows about the grown clones.
Yeah. Mm. He's like, I only care about Omega.
Yeah, because no one knows about the kids.
Yeah.
Omega is even a. Like, what? Kids? Because, no one knew because they're in the vault and only the vault.
Right, so they team up with Fee again, and they go find. They go to the Rampart. Apparently, is like a criminal. He's an imperial criminal for some reason. So he's in.
No, well, yeah, prison. I mean,
I don't remember that.
Yeah, overambitious and ran into some issues with that.
He choked on his ambitions.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, and so they sneak onto the planet. And they find that he's on like a prisoner transport, which kind of looks like a big Mako from Mass Effect. It's like a wheeled.
Yeah, it's a traditional prison.
It's not traditional, Jay, which brings me to my next point, because it's the most heavily armed prisoner transport vehicle I've ever seen.
Well, wait, hang on. Is it like the things from the Bill Burr episode of The Mandalorian? That also kind of looks like a Mako.
It's basically
that, look like it.
But
yeah.
With extra guns and...
And like bigger, way bigger.
It's not bigger. It's almost the same size. Yeah, no, it's about the same size.
Okay.
Visually, the planet looks different than a lot of Star Wars planets. Because it's like kind of mountainous, but like foggy. And like a little wet at places. Like, I don't know, it just has a different vibe than 99% of the Star Wars planets.
There were some good like group or like wide shots like views, like some nice paintings of this one. They look really nice.
Oh, cool. Did you really like this one, Matt, or are you just trying to be funny?
No, I unironically liked it. Yeah.
The action scenes actually were good, which is, I don't know, a little surprising.
Yeah. And it's ridiculous. Like the prison transport has racks of missiles and multiple guns all over it, and they like fight another transport, and there's like a bridge sequence.
Wow.
Much like Mandalorian.
Yeah. And there's also there's a part that I find funny because it was so bad, because there's a part where maybe I'm not paying attention, so Jay, you can feel free to correct me. Because I'm trying to write down and watch at the same time. But Crosshair tries a door, says it's magnetically sealed, turns to Wrecker and says, "Wrecker, do you remember Plan 55? And Wrecker pauses and thinks for a while. He's like, "Okay, yeah, I remember it." And then Crosshair says, "Okay, great, let's do that." And then he opens the magnetically sealed door, and then they just run in and start shooting.
Yeah, they just shoot like crazy. And I was like, is this a reference to something else? I don't...
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's... yes, you are correct, and it did throw me off when they said it's magnetically sealed, but I think it was referring to the type. So, yeah, there must have been some sort of deletion, but because I got confused as well. But then I think it also implied to the fact that it's... Because there's another word that we're missing, I forget. It's a magnetic sealed something, and which entails like the shape of the room and everything, which is why he knows to wait for Crosshair to shoot his ricocheting bullet and then come in and beat the crap out of everybody when they're all confused.
Okay. Well, yeah, of course, like I said, I was trying to take notes, so.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's magnetically sealed refers to the trash compactor scene in A New Hope, but then presumably it's harder. You can't just open the door, or else they would have done that. So, that's confusing. Yeah,
there's no point in saying it's magnetically sealed if it takes no effort to open it.
It was weird. I was like, wait, I'm missing something when they just, because it looked like he opened it. He had already unlocked it by that time he said it. I was like, wait, what? And then when they got into the room, I was like, oh, it's probably he's going to shoot to the left. Wrecker goes to the, waits a second, goes to the right. Okay, got it. Made more sense after I saw it, but like, yeah, no. It was weird.
There's a good part where they're like jumping off of the transport, the Mako, into Wanda Sykes' ship, and it looks like Wrecker's not going to make it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. She comes along?
Well, she doesn't come along. She's part of the plan. They're like, we're going to rescue him, and then you have to come get us.
Well, she's their transport. They don't have a ship because it got blown up.
Yeah. Right.
And Wrecker does ask a very practical question. Like, why don't you just move the ship closer? And they're like, nah, just jump anyway, man. And then he does and just barely makes it.
Wrecker has some wisdom, as it turns out.
Yeah. He can't make the jump. And then at the end, Omega meets the other guests. And Dr. Hemlock's like, hey.
Okay, wait.
I'm sorry.
These guys now.
Hang on, guys. So Hemlock... Wait. So who's the older clone that's like Omega?
Dr.
Emery. Emery.
It's Dr. Carr to you, Jay.
Yeah, Dr. Carr. Yeah.
Dr. Carr. Okay. That was a little bit confusing reading the synopsis. I thought there were multiple people. Emery and Dr. Carr, I thought they were two different people, but they were not.
No.
The action scene was good in the sense that like you get the visual layout of the bridges and like the camera actually pushes out, so
you get the overhead, you get the push in, you get the drone panning, and then you see the inside of the command center where they're like, oh, attack.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then you get to see car versus car action and some sweet jumps.
Through the air.
Yeah, cars jumping, doing cool shit like that.
Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, what map is this? And then I was like, oh, right, defense, not offense.
Defense. Yeah. And then at the end, Omega's on she's back on Tantus, and she meets the other kids.
You think they're gonna like show like Emperor Palpatine during that scene? Or something, because underwhelming. I was like, oh, they just show the kids we already know about.
They've already shown Palpatine once.
But he was like setting it up, like trying to explain things. He's like, oh, we're trying to get the M counts up, and then just he's like, now here's these kids.
Right. Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Torb is pissed on.
Ow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty good episode.
Ah,
it was really good.
And yeah. I guess they also are trying to find that they don't know, like, they rescued this guy to get the coordinates of where they're going, but the guy was like, no one knows the coordinates. It was designed that way, which is very ambiguous, but I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of teleportation
thing. Yeah, well, no, it's like where you have to take multiple jumps and you have to do, like, no one else knows. Like, it's very quiet. Mm.
Is that what it is, you think? The multiple jumps? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it is kind of funny that I guess they could have done this the whole time, but I guess they explained that as well.
Matt?
So anything more you guys want to say about episodes 11 and 12 of The Bad Batch? Getting towards the end. Getting pretty exciting. I thought that first episode was exciting.
Do you guys think we're going to see the live action Bad Batch on The Mandalorian?
At this point, anything's possible.
I mean, that'd be awesome.
Are we the only Bad Batch fans on the internet?
No way!
Yes.
No. People love found families.
I mean, yeah, but it doesn't mean people love the Bad Batch specifically.
No, Alana, you died when I was going to give you a dart.
Oh. That would have been fun.
Like, yeah, is it popular? Like, does Disney just have an obligation to have content so they keep renewing it? I don't
care about the show. I don't know.
All right, question number one. Other than exercising, when was the last time you ran and why?
The what?
When was the last time you ran?
Other than exercising, when was the last time you ran and why?
Chased me around their basement.
Other than exercise.
Hmm.
I feel like I did run recently. I'm trying to think of it though. Give me a second. I think I had to run to work because I had to use the bathroom.
Okay, nice. You ran?
Yeah, ran.
Whoa.
Yeah, I had to go.
I've done that before. Last time I ran.
Dang it.
I don't know.
Yeah. I assume I had something kid related too.
What about the fun run?
Yeah.
Where you almost had a heart attack.
Oh yeah. That's probably it. Where my kids made me run.
Kind of like Alana's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, Son of Rainer's carrying the team.
What? Son of Rainer?
Thank you.
He's getting all the kills.
Okay.
No, Jay's getting the same amount of limbs as me.
Yeah, it was probably the fun run or running around.
But you said that for, like...
Jay, I keep trying to... Or no,
but that wasn't for my exercise. What was that, Rob?
Yeah, what was fun. That?
Oh, God.
What was that? You've lost the game.
I thought it was over.
Rob, you're supposed to be the pro.
Because I was getting bored. I was like, oh, we're done.
The game's over.
It's fine. That'd be funny if it does cost us the game.
No!
Okay, guys, they only have two guys.
Rob!
It's me. I'll still get play of the day, though, or something.
Yeah, you will.
Rob is never going to live this down.
Yeah, he's not.
I'll quite easily live
Question
it down.
Question of the day. How bad did Rob troll us?
Yeah, I would say, oh, God.
You're assuming that all would have.
The Moira chased me down.
All right, so who do we answer? So Alana answered. I answered.
Jay and Rob.
What was the question?
Oh, Mac, I played
the game.
When was
the last time you ran?
Yeah, that's right, baby. Really, any questions?
Really pee really badly.
But there were stipulations.
Oh yeah, Zach peed. God, I'm so good. Oh, look at that. Oh my God.
Last time I was without.
I feel like I'm often late to things, or just like, and then I just my solution is to run, like Forrest Gump style.
Run to things that you're late for, though.
Yeah,
I do.
Be,
definitely.
Yeah, like a little sweaty. And hopefully I can like wipe it off so nobody notices. It looks like it's all part of my plan. So I mean, it's something for something dumb like late to a movie or whatever, but
well, you must be really late to a movie.
Yeah. Cuz I like in my head I'm always just like, well, there's 25 to 30 minutes of previews, so like I sometimes calculate right. that out.
That is true though.
Are we playing again, or are we doing Overwatch? Or switching to
Dominion? We can do one more. Why don't we do one more?
Okay.
One regular. Okay.
Yeah.
Ran across the street. I mean, I run because I run.
But like for a reason other than exercise. What was the reason you ran other than exercise? Just because you wanted to get somewhere quickly?
Because I had to cross the street.
Okay.
Dodge a car.
I guess. I don't know when the last time I ran for a reason. When the hell?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, right. I guess. Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Okay. All right, let's move on. Our next question, question number two, comes to us courtesy of Naomi. I promised her I would ask this question. How do you sleep? In terms of, like, what position do you sleep in?
On my back.
Do you sleep at night?
Yeah,
I sleep like a vampire.
Yes, you do, Jack.
Nice.
You establish this.
I mean, I usually go to sleep on my stomach.
Well, that's the worst one. But I guess
you... I know. I understand that.
But yeah, if that's what you do. That's what you do. Yeah.
That's how I do it. Yeah, I'm not happy about it, but it's how it works for me.
Yeah, I'm a side sleeper, but I tried for like I remember like a month to try to become a sleeping on my back, and I couldn't do it. I would be like awake for like 2 hours.
Ooh, that's bad.
My body could just not handle it.
They say you can train yourself to do it, but I don't know.
I usually do my back or side, yeah. Pretty much never.
All positions.
All positions, you say?
Yeah.
Wow. Equal opportunity.
Yeah.
Is that pretty much never on your stomach or identical?
I don't know what to tell you, but dude.
Stomach is how it's done.
Nope.
No, it's bad. It hurts my neck.
I know. Duel.
I almost got that heel. All right, I think that's everybody, dude.
Okay. All right, our third question comes to us courtesy of Zach.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know, would you rather, every time you laugh, you snort like Alana?
Hey, that's not true.
Nice.
Or every time you laugh, you say tee-hee.
This may be my best question of all time.
Oh my god, Ball. I forgot about him.
So having had time to think about it, I can go first and say I would prefer the snort.
You prefer the snort? I think I'd prefer the tee-hee.
Yeah.
Because a tee-hee's not a real laugh.
I know, but a snort is like disgusting. Sorry, Alana.
It's funny.
Stop it!
Nah.
Nope, I'm sticking with my answer.
No, I would definitely say tee-hee. Every time you laugh, would you rather snort or say tee-hee?
Oh, tee-hee, 100%.
Really? You guys
like
tee-hee?
No hesitation.
I already say tee-hee. I mean, for a long time, I literally would go tee-hee, tee-hee, tee-hee.
Oh, God. When you say it like that, it doesn't sound so good.
It sounds awesome. It's amazing.
It's bad either way. Alana, how about you? Rob?
You say tee-hee, you don't want to be yourself. All
right. No, what? Nobody wants to snort? Oh, wow.
No, that's painful.
Like gross.
No, I want to snort. I want to snort because I don't know. Maybe some like insecurity of like, I'm like, tee-hee sounds very like childish a little bit. I'm just like, no, I need to manly snort. Even if it's I'm the least manly person in the world, but I gotta try.
That's the spirit.
I think it does kind of fall roughly around gender lines. I would agree about that.
Yeah.
Does anyone else not answer? I think that's everybody.
Yeah, well, I think that's it.
All right, well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming, with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.